producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Outside the, I want to say outside the box, but I almost said outside the bucket. Because, listen, it's not funny, but, you know, that concept of kicking the bucket, a lot of famous celebrities in the baby boomer generation are kicking the bucket.
Yeah, RSB, they are. It's good to be with you again today.
Oh, and by the way, happy belated birthday. One day late, you are now 24. You're just such a young man.
25, actually. You're off a year.
Dude, you don't look a day over 22.
No, actually, 24 double it. That's 48. That's what I just turned 48. So thank you for the belated birthday wishes.
48's an awesome year. I love the cycles of 12. It's like you've culminated that cycle of 12 and you're beginning another one. And you've accomplished some major league things to transform life on planet Earth as we know it in a good way.
Well, that's the goal, is really to help to spread the truth about cancer and other things. So I don't know if I've accomplished that much, but we're heading in the right direction. Let's just say that much.
Now let me ask you just a reminder, because we're going to talk about, like, for instance, David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and now Glenn Frey from the Eagles dying in their late 60s. How old were your parents when they died of cancer, treatment of cancer, and a lot of your relatives? Give me an age range where they were.
Well, see, Mom was 62, Dad was 52.
Okay.
My grandparents that died were all in their 80s.
Yeah.
So they had lived relatively long lives. My uncle was, I think Uncle Joel was 52 as well. He was a year younger than Dad, and he died a year later than Dad. So they were both 52.
Okay.
And then my cousin Glenn was actually in his late 20s, I think, when he died of brain cancer. So
wow.
Kind of off the board.
It is. And I remember my grandpa, died in a hospital in his 70s, and it was like an infection that ran out of control in his liver. You know, I was like, how did this happen? He seemed to be fine, and overnight in the hospital, he was gone.
Yeah.
And then I had a grandmother, I think she was in her 60s when she died of stomach cancer, or the treatment for it at that point. Again, I'm just going back in my memory. And, of course, a lot of those folks were pre-baby boomer, you know, in that regard. Because yesterday I was talking a bit about what was unique about the baby boomer generation that would create this scenario where we're starting to see those in their late 60s dying of cancer or other diseases at that point. And I thought, gee, post-World War II, that's when they started changing the nitrogen for bombs into fertilizer, which necessitated the rise for pesticides. So, you know, the transition in their lifetime from real food to synthetic food was very real, but it hit them later, unlike me, the canary in the coal mine. It hit me, you know, in the 1960s when I was born.
Sure, yeah, and that's a good question. You know, what is it with that generation? You know, I look at Mom and Dad, you know, they both had stomach cancer, but they weren't related by blood, by marriage, but not blood. So they didn't have any similar DNA, so why would both of them have died of stomach cancer? So then you have to look at what were the things they were eating, what were their exposures, where did they live, maybe, that they were exposed to certain things that could have resulted in stomach cancer. I don't have the answer to the questions, but I know that it was external. It was not anything genetic related.
Right.
It had to have been some kind of common exposure to external toxins or something of that nature.
But the thing is, by asking the question, it actually leads to the right answers, does it not? As opposed to Nixon's declared war on cancer and Obama's recent declaration of a moonshot, put Joe Biden in charge of another. We're going to cure cancer. It's like, you know, you constrain these so-called research scientists, PhDs, etc., to a box that says you can only look in this direction, in that direction, but not that direction. In other words, if you start asking the questions you've just asked, I've just asked, you may actually find something that would not lead. In fact, you will find something that will not lead to chemotherapy as a remedy.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, you look at Alan Rickman, and wasn't, I'm looking at the picture of Rickman. He looks familiar. Wasn't he on one of the Die Hards?
Yeah, he was the classic villain, Hans Gruber, in the original Die Hard. And that really, he was a late bloomer in the movies, evidently, but that put him on the map. And
right.
Then he did some of the greatest villains of all time, and some sweet roles, too. There was one of my favorite movies I mentioned a few days ago, Bottle Shock. I don't know if you ever saw Bottle Shock.
No, I haven't seen that.
It was all about the California winemakers. I think I'm correct in this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the wineries in California were looked upon by the French as inferior. And so they did some blind tests in France, and they won the awards one year, many years ago. So it's a comedy, it's light, it's fun, and Rickman is more of a sweet character. And I, like I said, enjoyable, totally enjoyable, and the sound of his voice just captured you.
Yeah, and then on the opposite end of the spectrum, Bowie, great performer, but I tell you, that last video that he did you see that?
Oh my gosh, was that not portending his own death? I mean, he knew he was leaving.
Yeah, that was pretty macabre. I mean, that was dark, but it was Bowie, though.
Yeah, it was Bowie right to the end. I haven't listened to the whole album, but yeah, he was the artiste, man, of that generation of performers. He pushed the envelope. He did not live in any box, that's for sure.
No, he didn't, and neither did Ziggy Stardust.
No, but unfortunately, he died within, I assume, the cancer box, because there was no indication that he was seeking alternative remedies or medicines, and you know, he was undergoing some kind of therapy, as was Alan Rickman, and go ahead.
No, the reality is that, you know, that these cancer treatments, I think that the statistics are upwards of 80% I think it was 50 plus landmark studies that were done on chemotherapy by the cancer industry to push this toxic poison. Mm-hmm. Something like 85 or 88% of them were fabricated. They just made stuff up to push chemo, which is pretty wild, isn't it? That almost, what, upwards of 80% of these studies that are used to push chemo were made up.
Well, it follows a pattern, and the pattern is emerging more and more, like with the vaccine studies, with the HPV vaccine, they're finding this out. So that 80% is, I guess the shocker would be that 20% might not be fabricated.
Yeah. And so here's just two more people that can be added probably to the pharma death clock, right, that Mike Adams has put up.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. And I look at these folks, and I think, how simple would it have been to begin? I mean, listen, if they lived through the 60s, right, that was a lot of drug culture, but at the 60s there was some semblance of an environmental movement, movement toward organics. I know that was very early on. Very few people picked up on it long term. But there were clues there all throughout the life that we were destroying, not the planet. The planet's going to be fine. I always say that. You're destroying the Earth. No, you're not. The Earth's going to be fine. It'll recover. It's the people and the animals that we're screwing up. But the idea here is that how many PhDs does it take to figure out you can't poison the body, even at low levels, every day, and expect that it's not going to have a terrible outcome sometime in your lifetime.
Yeah, and it had a bad outcome for both of these men, and also Glenn Frey, right? He died a couple of days ago, but it wasn't from cancer. I think he had ulcerative colitis, right?
Correct. Here's the absolute GI inflammation that is treated with what? Antibiotics until they can't. Then prednisone until they can. Of course, he was on a lot of immune suppressive drugs, including prednisone, but that's just what they do, because he was also diagnosed some years ago with rheumatoid arthritis. So if you keep suppressing the immune system, eventually you could die of an infection. And guess what else he had? Pneumonia.
Wow.
They played the playbook right out to the end.
Yeah. So he was, and so the drugs that he was taking were destroying his gut and his immune system.
Yeah, destroying the liver, suppressing immunity, and then, of course, with the lungs filling up with fluid and pneumonia, they don't recognize the ability, for instance, to nebulize something like silver hydrosol into the lungs with the miracle that is. But, you know, you can't only do that, because in his case, they would have just congested his entire intestinal system. They already had ripped out part of his colon, and he was recovering from a brutal surgery that they didn't know he would recover, and he didn't recover ultimately. So here's another case of a man with all the money in the world, all the ability to afford any treatment he wanted, and what did I say? The best, or let me just say this again the proper way. You like this. I know we used it in The Truth About Cancer as well. The most dangerous thing you can have is really good medical insurance or the ability to afford the best medical care.
Yeah, that's true, because then they'll throw everything at you, including the kitchen sink. That was the exact quote from Jay Matthews about his daughter, Selena, that he thought that the main problem that they had was they had their insurance was just too good.
Wow. Yeah, he came to that conclusion as well. You're right. And in the case of Glenn Frey, again, he didn't even need insurance because he has that kind of money from the Eagles, and it's not necessarily a good thing. Now, the better thing would be if you can't find it in the United States, you have the money to travel anywhere overseas where they do allow things that we're not allowed to do in America.
Yeah, because in America, what we do is we treat cancer patients with, or people that have suppressed immune systems, with more drugs that suppress the immune system. So the patients, whether they're cancer patients or they have other another type of degenerative disease, they die of secondary infections because their immune system has been completely destroyed. I mean, this is pure quackery. It is mass genocide is what it is.
Yeah, it really is. And folks, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, or when we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, Cancer Step Outside the Box is incredible. I have to tell you this story, TMB. My son, of course, had a three-day weekend off from school, procrastinates. He knows he's got work to do. And you're like, are you doing it? Oh, yeah, Dad, I'm doing it. By the time last night hits, he's still working late into the night. I'm going, what are you doing here? And he said, I have to do 80 note cards of a paper I'm doing in English. And I said, what are you doing it on? Well, I picked out the topic of cancer, and most of my research is coming from Ty's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. So it was like one of those things where you want to yell at him and get him in trouble, and just it's not going to do any good. And he's actually learning great details from your book and submitting it, at least not the finished paper, but like 80 note cards of sentences primarily from your book.
Cool, man. Well, tell Elijah that I'm proud of him for the report, and I can't wait to see what the 80 note cards topics are that he picked, because maybe that's a good synopsis of my book. He can help me write it.
Yeah, something like that. I'm just hoping that like the teacher doesn't freak out over such information that she'll be open to it. But
this is a different school he's going to than he was last year, but. Last year I was pretty impressed that the school that he was going to invited me to come speak to them when I was there, and we talked about medicinal hemp.
That's right. And, the kids had good questions in the middle school years there. And his teacher was an immigrant from Cuba, came over on, like, one of the boat lifts when she was a kid. And so she really appreciates freedom and intellectual curiosity and integrity, the willingness to ask questions. And I have to say, my son is definitely annoying in that realm in a good way. Let's take a break here, and we'll come back. There are five health foods that may not be worth the money. We want to give you a heads up on that. Also, MLK Day was just a couple of days ago, and I don't know if you know about this, but TMB's book, Monumental Myths, has a whole chapter dedicated to MLK, so we're going to revisit some of that as well. So stick with us, robertscottbell.com, cancertruth.net, of course, thetruthaboutcancer.com. All those things are linked up in the show notes. Coming back with more powerful healing after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's go outside the food box this segment with Ty Bollinger. TMB, there's an interesting story here, and I'm thinking about this because I know...
RSB, just a second. I got to take a bite. I'm eating some kale chips here. Hang on just a second.
Okay. I hope you made them because there are five health foods that aren't worth the money. You know, unless... I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. But if it matters to you, number one on the list, it says kale chips. Why would he say that? Yeah,
that's what I'm eating.
I like kale chips. What's wrong with kale chips?
Well, the title is that they aren't worth. They're good for you. Mm-hmm. They're definitely good for you, but they're not worth the money because the price is between $7 and $10 for 2 ounces. So
2 ounces.
Let's multiply that out, RSP. So how many ounces in a pound?
16. Right.
16. So 2 ounces times 8 is 16. So 8 times. 8. So they're anywhere from $60 to $80 a pound.
A pound.
Kale chips.
Or a gallon, if you could say it that way too. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So even more for a gallon. But yeah, if you think about the price of kale chips, right? And I love kale chips, but it doesn't equate economically very well when you can get a pound of organic kale for $3. You can make your own.
Yeah. Yeah. So make your own. They're easy to make in a dehydrator. I mean, you put it out on the little shelf and put a little bit of salt or whatever flavorings that you want on it.
Right.
And then you just turn the dehydrator on.
Yep, and you could even do it in a conventional oven on low heat, and it'll have a similar impact. So that's really cool. Now, one of the next things, I love almond butter. In fact, I just had almond butter yesterday on something, I don't know, maybe some organic pancakes or something. But they're saying it's way too pricey. It's true. Almonds are expensive, and almond butter, organic, is even more expensive.
Yeah, it is. It is much more expensive. I remember years ago when we first started eating healthy and looking at the price of almond butter going, wow. It's so much more expensive than peanut butter.
Yeah.
But you can make your own, but you just buy the almonds, you put it in a food processor, or even if you have one of the expensive blenders,
yeah,
and you can blend it. But it's a lot more, a lot less expensive if you just make your own from fresh almonds as opposed to buying it already blended up. Because really, that's all they do is they just blend it like at Whole Foods. You know, they've got those
grinders
over the grinders.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. They just grind up the nuts, and then it comes out, and they put it in a jar. So you could do that yourself and save about, it says, 41%.
Right. All right. Well, the next on the top five, not really worth the money, bagged popcorn. I mean, they make a killing on bagged popcorn, the markup.
Oh, they do. They do make a killing on bagged popcorn. People buy that just for convenience sake, and I must admit that we're guilty of that. Sometimes we buy the organic pop. But you know what? If you get the – and here's the thing. If you can get organic,
yes,
they haven't figured out a way to genetically modify popcorn yet. So there's not GMO popcorn.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So you you want to buy organic when you buy the actual kernels because you don't want the pesticides. But there's no GMO popcorn. So you buy the kernels. We like to put it in a big pot or a big pan with coconut oil.
Yes, that's how we do it here. Yeah.
On the stove, put a little bit of salt and put a little bit of other stuff in it. Put some flavorings in it. And I tell you what, it tastes so good to make it fresh, and it's hot, too. And that tastes even better to me, too.
Yep, and put on some good sea salt, Celtic salt, whatever you do at that point. It's really yummy. Or nutritional yeast you can use. There's all kinds of ways to make it special, which is fun. But, yeah, the popcorn is – and we're talking about being on a budget. Listen, gas is not always going to be this cheap. What happens when it's $5 a gallon again?
Right.
You want to be prepared to the foods you love to be able to afford them. Muesli is another one because they mix the muesli for you and then they charge $7 for a pound.
Yeah, I mean, I've never understood that. Make your own. I mean, you can get your own walnuts, you get your own dried fruits, you can get your own oatmeal, whatever you want to put in it. Mix it yourself and you save 50%.
Yeah, you know, this last one's really interesting. I've been guilty of this on the road, right? You'll buy like a yerba mate tea. I like that tea. But there's all kinds of unsweetened and even sweetened bottled iced teas. Some are organic. It's a very big category.
Yeah.
But the price per thing versus per bag, it's just ridiculous.
It really is. And so make your own. Again, I mean, I think the whole thing is don't pay for somebody else to do what you can do if you're looking to save a little bit of money. Because we can all mix our own muesli. We can all brew our own tea. We can all pop our own popcorn.
Yep.
We can all push the on button on a blender or food processor to make almond butter. So do it yourself if you can. You can save a heck of a lot of money.
Yep. And speaking of tea, our good buddy, Daryl Wolf, Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox, has a Doc of Detox daily cleansing tea.
Yeah,
that's actually delicious, and you can do that every day and have a sweet tea with you on the road or at the office. And again, you're going to heal your liver, which is the message for all of our fans of David Bowie and Glenn Frey and Alan Rickman, so we don't end up down that road later on in life.
Yeah, and by the way, just to plug Dr. Wolf's tea, the detox tea that he has, it's a really good-tasting tea as well. We'll put a few drops of stevia in ours, and it's a good-tasting tea.
All right, check that out. It's also at docofdetox.com. When we come back, we've got MLK on our mind and the chapter from Monumental Myths. Also, other surprises. You're going to have to stick around. We'll get to it in a moment with TMB and RSB together again.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
For those of you who are asking about the truth about cancer, it'll be next made available. I believe in the springtime coming up. It'll be here before you know it. And there'll be some deals if you missed it before. Check out the truth about cancer. Links are up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com. TMB to MLK. He had three initials, too. And it was MLK Day last Monday, a couple of days ago, and we covered a couple of really good quotes because, you know, what we loved about MLK was his willingness to stand against the establishment, promote freedom, equality in the right way in many ways. But there are those who forget the fact that, you know, if our friends on the left recognize that the government spied on this guy all of the time. You know, yeah. FBI looked at him as a communist sympathizer or something, and today he would have been, you know, persona non grata for the NSA. And, you know, this was problematic because I think if you're for freedom, you can't necessarily be for a police state.
Well, you can't if you're I guess, intellectually honest, you can't. But we see that all over the news, that I'm for freedom, but I'm for the police state. It's completely contradictory. It's an oxymoron. You really can't if you're honest. You're right.
How does this play out, though, in the chapter of Monumental Myths when you talk about MLK? Because there's a lot of anomalies and strange things about not only his death, but some in his life and things like that, that, you know, he'll say one thing, but other things will be twisted in a way. And it's hard to make heads or tails out of it. It's very convoluted.
Well, it is very convoluted. The fact of the matter is there's zero physical evidence that links James Earl Ray to shooting Martin Luther King Jr. at all. There's none. Okay, the reality is that the official story, the monumental myth, is that Ray stood on a bathtub and shot out of a window at the hotel there in Memphis to kill, I think it was the Lorraine Motel, to kill MLK. So, literally, I mean, number one, that's just weird, isn't it? You get a room, you have to stand on the bathtub to see out the window to shoot someone. It's weird. I mean, I guess it's possible. But then the official story just gets really weird from there, because after he allegedly shoots MLK, he puts the rifle and a bizarre collection of his belongings into a blanket, and then he runs the whole length of the boarding house where he's staying down a flight of stairs and dumps it into a trash dumpster in the street. Then he walks calmly away to get into his Mustang and evades the police that have already surrounded the whole location. Now, one of the interesting things about that is that one of the owners of the stores that was right by that dumpster is on police testimony that somebody had dumped that bag of apparently that contained the rifle and the other belongings, had dumped it before the shooting. Okay, and it wasn't James Earl Ray that had actually dumped it.
Wait. No, that indicates there was a time travel machine involved here.
Well, you know, we've tested that. I think that with the internet you can buy time travel machines, but we haven't found it yet. But yeah, so that's just weird, right? But
yeah.
The owner of the store says no, somebody dumped it before the shooting. And okay, let me just ask some questions, because the questions will tell the story. So. As the police claimed, the shot came from the bathroom window, then why did several people claim to have seen a gunman in the bushes across the street? Okay, and it's kind of like the JFK assassination.
Sure.
All the eyewitnesses said the shot came from another place. And then even more weird, why did the police chief order that the bushes where the people had seen the shooter, they were cut down the next morning at 7 a.m. They had maintenance workers out there at 7 a.m. to destroy the scene of the crime. Is that police protocol? I mean, don't you think that they would have quarantined the scene of the crime so they could examine? But no, they cut them down the next day.
Well, FBI handbook, of course, is making sure that the lawns across the street of any shooting scene look nice by 7 a.m. the next day. That's just standard protocol. I know. It's bizarre. Again, more bizarre.
You know, so have you ever heard of Lloyd Jowers, the owner of Jim's Grill? You probably haven't. Did you know that there were Army photographers on the roof of the fire station that photographed the entire assassination? You probably didn't. And you know why you didn't know, Robert? Because there was never a police investigation of the assassination, ever. There was no house-to-house investigation. Neighbors came forward and were asking, why haven't I been interviewed? I've got information about the assassination, and they never were interviewed.
Well, again, I come back to the don't trust the man concept of that era and of that community. If anybody should have a legitimate state to say we don't trust the federal government, it should be those that support Martin Luther King even today, because it looks more and more like the federal government or some levels or agencies within the government had everything to do with the assassination and the cover-up.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. In 1999 in Shelby County, Tennessee, Lloyd Jowers was tried before a jury of his peers on the charge of conspiring to kill MLK, and they convicted him. Okay? They said there was a conspiracy to kill MLK. Now, this is very similar to the JFK assassination. The rifle that allegedly was used to kill MLK didn't match the bullets. Okay? And so even they did a bad job of planning the rifle, because it didn't match the metallurgical examination afterwards. The eyewitnesses came forward and none of them, except for one guy whose name was Charlie Stevens, I think he was a drunk man. He was so drunk that the cab driver, a cab had been called to pick him up, and by the time the cab driver came to pick up Charlie Stevens, he was so drunk that the cab driver found him passed out on a bed. Charlie Stevens is the only eyewitness that links James Earl Ray to the assassination. And he was so drunk he was passed out on a bed. And allegedly about 10 minutes after this cab driver has testified that he went to pick up Charlie Stevens, about 10 minutes later is when the shooting happened. And Charlie Stevens says, I saw James Earl Ray running down the hall with a bag full of stuff. Oh, and did I mention that he wasn't able to identify Ray later when he was shown a picture of him? That's the only eyewitness.
Incredible. What is this about? I heard that the King family sued the federal government in some, and maybe it was a civil case, and proved basically the government had everything to do with this.
There was a civil case, and the family of MLK always sided with James Earl Ray. They always did. And as a matter of fact, there was a House Select Committee that was convened, much like after the JFK assassination, and I think it was convened in, late 90s. And according to a Memphis jury's verdict, there was a wrongful death lawsuit of the King family. It wasn't against the government, but it was against Lloyd Jowers and other unknown conspirators, which would have been the government, and they found him guilty. So the trial took 30 days, had 70 witnesses, 4,000 pages of transcript. And they convicted someone other than James Earl Ray for the assassination of MLK. And that's just the beginning, Robert, of the anomalies.
Right.
There's just anomalies everywhere. And the main thing that this has in common with JFK, with 9/11, with these other monumental myths that we've been lied to about, is that immediately afterwards, the police and the other authorities, and I use that term in quotes, they began to cover up the crime scene and to clean up afterwards so this could not be investigated. So that's just a short list of some of the weirdness, and there's a lot more stuff we could go into. But the bottom line is that at the civil trial, Ray was exonerated. And here's the thing. They offered Ray a plea that he could plead guilty, but he would get a very, very short sentence. Okay? And he declined. And the reason he declined is because he didn't do it.
Right, and then they had to kill him.
Yep. And they did.
Well, great moments, terrible great moments in why you shouldn't trust blanketly the federal government or any police agency, because there's a lot of corruption involved. Not everybody, but enough that could happen. And even, 50 plus years later, they're still scratching their heads going, well, what happened? We don't know. We're not sure.
Yeah. Oh, and one more thing while we're on the anomalies. There was a cab driver, and I can't remember what – I think his name was Bill Hamblett, but I can't remember his name. But he was a cab driver that is on record as saying that he transported, I think it was Lloyd Jowers, with the rifle, okay? The rifle that actually killed MLK, that he gave him a cab ride, and they dumped it in the river. I mean, there's all these different eyewitness testimonies that goes completely against the official story, but we never heard about any of them.
Amazing. Well, everybody, pick up Monumental Myths. It's an incredible book. It goes into so many things if you haven't read it, and you can work out with it, too. It's a big book. It'll get you strong in mind and body, and I appreciate that. Now, questions of the day coming through TMB. This is from Dennis, and he said, Doc Bell, can you give us an update on the situation of the bad TMB? What?
Bad TMB?
No, there's no bad TMB. TMB is all good. Well, no, he's the Texas Medical Board. That TMB.
TMB.
That is a bad TMB, yes. Versus Dr. Brzezinski. Do you, and he has reference. He says, do you, the good TMB, Ty, Superdon, or Dr. Vitar, have an update on this case? I don't do social media, so I don't get any updates through social media. Thanks, Dennis. Well, what do we got on Brzezinski? What's the latest?
I do. As a matter of fact, Dr. Brzezinski stays in touch with me pretty well. Over the last couple of months, he and Barbara had such a good time at the Nashville event where we awarded him a Lifetime Achievement Award. But he just texted me a couple of weeks ago and said that they have now postponed it was supposed to be, I think, starting today, or maybe yesterday. It was here late end of January.
Okay.
Supposed to be starting with the Texas Medical Board. They've postponed that now, I think, to the 1st of May.
Okay.
So that's the update.
All right, Dennis. So it's a postpone, right? We'll follow up on that. Thanks for asking the question. Dennis has a follow-up. Yeah. We had a couple of minutes before break. We'll squeeze it in. So I ask you to put on your accountant hat here, your CPA hat. Has Ty been staying current with the tax laws? Recently, I have been reading an online article that claims 17% of disposable cups at theaters were found to have bacteria from fecal matter. Ooh. And you have talked how fecal transplants are now one of the newest medicines of allopathic medicine. Does Ty believe that the cost of the drink at the theater concession and theater ticket could be tax deductible under medical costs? Where's he going? He says, if so, after meeting the AGI requirement, would this be 100% deductible or only 17% deductible? If only 17% deductible, could this become 34% deductible if the person went back for one refill? Maybe this will be the newest part of Obamacare, the Unaffordable No Care Act. Dennis, I have no idea what he asked. Can you help make sense of that?
That's too funny. Well, what he's saying is that because if the cups have the fecal material and the fecal material is good for medical purposes, then if you buy a drink, could it be deemed a medical treatment? And the 17% comes from, and I think that that may have been what they changed the limit to. It was 10% before, but it's a there's a haircut that they put on your deduction, so it has to exceed a certain percentage of your adjusted gross income. Otherwise, it's not deductible.
Oh,
so let's say you make $100. Then if it were a 17% haircut, you would have to spend over $17 on those medical expenses before they're deductible.
That's not difficult to do at the movie theater.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, that's like one drink and a popcorn.
Right. All right. Well, Dennis, great question. And TMB to the rescue on AGI and everything else. When we come back, we've got some weed stories to follow up on, perhaps a Spider-Man story that's rather interesting. Real physics of that comic book and more. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, every Wednesday here with Ty Bollinger.
Boom. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, TMBRSV, Superpowers Activated. And more to come on that. We've got expanded version working on it. But in the meantime, let's go to one of the stories. We did talk about CBD and THC in that book. And more information coming out than ever before. A story recently I covered, you'll find this rather funny. The FBI is having a difficult time finding and hiring hackers to help it with cybersecurity because all of the hackers that they could hire that are qualified smoke weed, and that's not allowed at the FBI.
That's right. Yeah, they couldn't find the hackers because they were all smoking doobies, eh?
Right, and of course, when we grew up, we were all told, well, you know, if you smoke weed, you're a stoner, you're a slacker, you're stupid, right?
Right.
And new studies now coming out saying it doesn't make you stupid. In fact, I don't know if it's the opposite that happens, but clearly if they can't find the smart people to hack because they're not smoking weed, you can't argue that smoking weed or using that plant is going to make you stupid.
Well, yeah, and they looked at identical twins, apparently, in this British study. They looked at over 2,000 pairs of teenagers that were identical twins, and one smoked and the other didn't. There's no difference in IQ. There's no one of them didn't have a decreased IQ because of smoking weed. So that leads you to believe that there's not an effect on IQ. Now, is there a potential effect on motivation? Mm-hmm. You know, I would certainly argue that there is. But as far as the actual intelligence quotient, it does not have an effect. And that was the popular mantra when we were growing up. You know, the public service announcements, hey, you know, it's going to make you stupid or whatever. And the reality is that's not true.
Yeah, well, I think this is, again, more of the official stories come crumbling and tumbling down. And as I've said, the reason why the feds refused to change the Schedule 1 for cannabis is because they are bound by international treaty, drug trafficking and narcotics treaties. And people don't understand, in violation of the Constitution, how our government gets entangled in these treaties. And then, you know, they all claim, well, the feds don't listen to you. Well, of course they don't, because they're listening to international treaties.
Exactly.
Absolutely incredible. Well, listen, last story, and this is not a cannabis story, but it's a web-spinning tale.
Okay.
My favorite superhero, Spider-Man, of the Marvel Comics universe. They did a physics analysis of Spider-Man to say, you know, how could he really exist, right? It's like Liam Sheff has talked about the dinosaurs. that as big as they were, they couldn't exist in this gravity. So there had to be less gravity in terms of the years or however long it was that dinosaurs roamed the earth. But what about Spider-Man? If he was real, how big would his hands have to be? Do you see a measurement here?
I've done the calculation myself, Robert, and it would have to be almost 4 feet.
4 foot hands.
Yeah.
And 4 foot hands, and his feet, his shoe size would have to be 114.
Well, that's the study at Cambridge University said that he'd need 43-inch hands to stick to a wall. And I guess that's basically judging on the average weight of someone and the suction that could be could be placed on the wall. I mean, I guess you're going to have a problem if you go up against a brick wall, though, right? You're going to need more than that.
Yeah, of course, and they compared it like geckos, right? What do they require for their body weight?
Right.
And if you equivocate it out, there's got to be something else going on. Of course, those true believers in Spider-Man will say it's alien technology, and what are we going to say to that?
Well, yeah, they may be right. Who knows? I mean, Spider-Man's definitely not one of my favorite superheroes, so I didn't really go into this story in depth.
Yeah. Who was your favorite? Captain America, of course.
Captain America, for sure.
Yeah. The reason why Spider-Man was so popular growing up is because he was kind of a nerdy science geek.
Yeah.
He didn't do well with the ladies. You know, how many teenage boys in particular feel like, gosh, man, I'm out of touch. And so it kind of captured that kind of thing. Wow, you could be a superhero too. And so he was a regular guy that ended up with these wild powers. And that's what kind of made that a unique superhero in that regard. But it is interesting. I it's kind of like a Mythbuster story in a sense. If Spider-Man were real, what would it take?
Well, here's the thing. They also did a calculation that if Spider-Man were an elephant and were that heavy, his hands would have to be as big as the World Trade Center's.
Gosh. Of course, and could not be taken down by jet planes, by the way, that elephant. That's a lie.
Yeah. Exactly. But adjacent buildings that were not hit by those jet planes would collapse at full free fall speed.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. We know that's how gravity really works.
Yeah.
And metal and steel, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, exactly.
All right, everybody, listen up. We've got coming up events, the Cal Jam. Wow, TMB, RSV together again, and a whole lot of other cool folks going to be at the Cal Jam, and that's coming up. We've got it in the show notes in March in 2016, this year in Southern California. Also in April of this year, Total Health, dude, in Canada, Toronto, Canada. The Doc of Detox will be with us. Rachel Parent will be there. I'm very excited to meet her, and she's the young activist against GMOs. And I tell you what, if you haven't thought about coming to Toronto, April could be a good time. We'll warm it up for you.
Yeah, you should definitely consider it. And I'm going to be bringing the whole family up to Toronto, too. Hey, you hosts.
We're going to be hockey pucks together. So thanks, TMB. Tell us what we got to know before we leave.
And remember that the power to heal is yours.
Absolutely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.